From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A preliminary ceasefire agreement for Syria is reported. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says what he called a provisional agreement has been made with Russia for a ceasefire in Syria.
And I take nothing for granted about this. A cessation of hostilities, a hudnut, is possible over the course of these next hours.
Violence, though, continued unabated throughout Syria, with scores of people killed in two attacks claimed by the Islamic State group. A double bombing in Homs early Sunday killed up to 60 people. A series of blasts later in the day hit Sayeda Zayab, south of Damascus, killing at least 50 people. Businessman Donald Trump remains the clear frontrunner for the Republican nomination in the U.S. presidential race. Trump won his second straight Republican primary election on Saturday in the state of South Carolina. Senator Marco Rubio was in second place, barely edging out Senator Ted Cruz. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton scored a victory Saturday, winning the Nevada Democratic primary over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Sanders is not giving up.
We did phenomenally well with young people. Mm-hmm. I think we did well with working class people. Remember, we were taking on a candidate who ran in 2008. She knew Nevada a lot better than we did. She had the names of a lot of her supporters. So I'm proud of the campaign that we ran.
Senator Sanders appeared on the NBC News program Meet the Press. Voters in Niger went to the polls Sunday to elect a new parliament and to decide whether the president will receive a second five-year term. Mahamadou Issoufou is running with a promise of crushing Islamic militants. This is VOA News.